Yo, what's going on? What's going on, everybody? It's another edition of Tell It How It Is, No Filter. You know who it is. And today I got some special guests with me. I know you used to seeing me, Dolly, and all of that. I got my man Chris in the building. I got merch. So we was having a discussion about sleeping patterns on your days on versus your days off. My people who got their punch in the clock, because I can't even call it 9 to 5, because no, everybody don't do the 8 to 4, the 9 to 5, or whatever regular hours. This is a world where we work in any type of hours. Some businesses are 24/7. So you know what I mean? We was talking about when we work, the hours of sleep we get versus when we're off. So we want to mirror that, right? What you were saying, Merch?
I would say that, you know, that definitely happens for me because I work a job that demands my time, which is basically because I work a tour is like 2 to 10 to 10 to 6. If I'm doing a double, that's a 10 to 6. And I go back home and I'm trying to come back at the same time for 2 o'clock. That's only at least about 5 to 6 hours of sleep only. And you're not even including traffic. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That takes a lot of time out of your sleep. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Sometimes, you know, they have jobs where they give you like an extended time period to have like 10 hours between tours type situation, whatever the case may be. You be able to use it. But me, sometimes I like to be like, you know what? Nah, I'm going to come back, save that time for something else. Come back straight time again for 2 o'clock, and that's only 4 or 5 hours of sleep right there.
Right.
Now, and it's crucial because especially when you're getting that first day off is the killer day off because you just want to sleep that whole, you know, get all your energy up so you be able to do what you want to do. But at the same time too, when you're doing that, you're throwing off your sleep pattern because you're sleeping too long. You know what I'm saying? It's like when you go back to work, you're tired and you don't know why you're tired.
Right.
Because you slept too long from the day prior. You know what I'm saying? So it kind of changed up your whole sleep pattern because during the week you was doing a savage, only sleeping 5-6 hours a day. Mm-hmm. Now all of a sudden you slept 10, 11, 12, 13. On some not ready, your body's like, what are you doing? Like, right.
overkill, you know? So are we saying, can we agree that like, okay, we're not necessarily mad at that first day.
Right.
You're trying to maximize. But that second day, when you know that third day is work again, so now you done pass your days off, you're going back into your week. I feel like that's the day that you should really make sure you kind of get back into the rhythm during the week. Or do you feel never overkill? If your average is 7, you're saying keep it 7 all the time, or you could go past the 7 to kind of get your body more rest?
I think that if your body telling you to go past the 7, then you got to go past the 7, right? Because that's what your body is telling you to do. Your mind could tell you some other shit, and your body going to tell you, yo, I need this right now. Because if you don't get a certain amount of sleep, you're going to be aggy, you're going to want to kick ass, and you're going to get yourself in trouble. You're going to be in an emotional downfall. Mm-hmm. So you got to do the best that you can. And me and Merch work the same type of job, so I understand where you're coming from. Like, if you don't get enough sleep, you ready to tear my ass in two.
Yeah.
The minute that he do anything stupid or whatever the case may be, and you know what I mean? So you need your sleep. Sleep is very important. Unfortunately, it's like you got to hustle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You got to hustle, especially living in New York City, New York State, New Jersey, Connecticut, whatever it is. You got to hustle. So it's the way that the system is set up. You can't really sleep like that. So you got to start to get used to, okay, I got to get 5 here. I got to get 4 here. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? My partner over there, let me see if I can get 2 or 3 out of him real quick. Let me just doze off.
And he can so it's a hustle. It's a finagle. You got to do a lot of adjustment.
Because if you don't, you're going to get yourself in trouble.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So you got to be aware. Unfortunately, the world don't work like that where everybody can go home and do and sleep 16 hours a day. Some of us, we work 16 hours a day. Sometimes we do 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
Depending on the situation. You might get clapped for 24 hours, and then you might get your next tour off, or you might not.
Right.
You might have to come back.
Right. We're not trying to get the state and the city in trouble. Because I know that sounds really illegal to sit here and tell me that a person could work 24 straight.
Yeah, it happens.
But it happens. I know there's certain jobs that's a violation.
Yeah, yeah.
But it does happen. Yeah,
when COVID though first came to town.
Nurses, doctors, it was all
called it COVID.
When COVID though first came to town, son.
Nasty.
Yo, niggas is in there like this. Boy, I want to go home. I'm not doing shit today.
He said Covito and Pandemia.
Yeah.
They came in here doing a cha-cha.
Exactly, like this.
It was
So what we saying basically is get it where you could get it.
Do the best that you can to do the best you can. Possible.
Right.
You know, especially take you gotta be naps. Realistic. Like, yo, like Merch said, you need that sleep, kid. But you gotta get it the way you can find it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Unfortunately. And then on top of that, you're getting older.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That body starts shutting down, mm-hmm. You need that sleep.
That age is a big factor.
Yeah, so you gotta
just and the naps, aware. Definitely utilize those naps whenever you can get them.
Power naps.
You sure like that, like I did. You see I did yesterday, right? I came and said, yo, just let me get an hour in and I got you. What? Got my hour in? I was like, all right.
I'm ready to go.
Shake and bake, baby. Be outside. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You need those, man.
So, moral of the story is that, because I try to give y'all insightful stuff.
What's your view on it, though? Like, how do you feel about it?
I feel like...
Because you also work the same type of jobs that we work with.
I do the 16. I never done 24. I've done 16, like, 3 days straight once.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, what you think that is? I got maybe 5 hours in 3 days.
Right.
So, on a day off, it's not even a day off. So, like, I'm not overnight. So, let's say, even if I do a 16, I'm still going to get off of work, let's say, 10 o'clock at night.
Right.
So, when I go home, it's 11, 30, whatever time. When I go to sleep for that night... My body is thinking work is the next day, but it's not. So I'm going to go past.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go past the speed limit. I'm going to go until I just wake up on my own.
Right, right.
With no alarm clock.
Right.
So now when you get up naturally, it's like, I guess that's your body saying you have enough.
Good.
You
know, good. Right?
So it's weird because I'll still kind of half wake. You know when you have that subconscious wake where you're not all the way awake?
Mm-hmm.
That's what will happen to me as if I do have to go to work.
Right.
But then I won't respond to it because I know mentally that's a day off.
See, me personally, I can't do the night shift.
Overnight?
Yeah, I can't do the night shift.
No,
I can't. It's too much of a liability for me. Know what I mean? Like, for me...
Even if it's a regular 8?
The environment that I work in, nah, I can't do it because I'm going to tell you, like, yo, son, I'm going to sleep, kid.
Yeah.
I'm going to sleep.
Yeah.
It's no ifs, ands, rounds, or buts about
that's
that. I'm going to tell you off the rip, like, yo, listen, man. All due respect, you got me until maybe 2:30. Now, after that, my ass is over. It's over. Because my body is, I like sleeping at night. I don't like sleeping in the daytime. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's like once that sun comes up, I'm like a chicken and I gotta eat. Let's go.
But that's how we supposed to sleep overnight.
Yeah, I don't know how they do
that. Biologically, we're supposed to sleep when it's night. Like, I think the whole definition of night,
right.
the whole already set up, beds, mm-hmm. pillows. And meditation music.
Right.
Everything is set up because that's the time your ass supposed to be asleep. Right. Unfortunately, that's not everybody's fate.
Right.
So, again, it's a whole combination to say that you get when you could get it.
Right.
Big agreeance on that. Nap's important.
Right.
Definitely. Big agreeance on that.
Definitely.
Health-wise,
health-wise, you just take it where you could get it. And you do have to decline. If you have some say in those overtime hours where you banging 16, 16, 16, and it's not forced mandatory overtime, sometimes you got to take the cup. Take it on the chin because it's like, I know you might need money. You might have a goal. You try to clear out debt. But like he said, your body talks to you.
Right,
so if there's a day where you don't got to do that double, fall back.
That's a fact.
Me taking my own advice because I'd be mad when I don't get it.
You can always get another house, you can get another car, you can get another credit card, you can't get another leg, foot, arm, rib, liver, kidney, spleen.
Yeah.
You might not be able to get that shit, bro. And if you do, it might not work the same as the one that God gave you. So try to do the best that you can to keep your body in the best physical condition it could be in.
All them shit you said to be
watch what you eat, too.
Yeah.
Watch what you eat.
We're going to get to that. Don't do that. Health tips are in here. Let's go next. I'm going to switch it up again. Women with tats. Now, is it excessive? Do we not like it at all? One or two is fine. All over the fucking body is crazy. How do we feel? Are we judging it based on how they look? How much we want to slam?
Me personally,
go ahead though.
I love them. You could have an abundance, but please just let it make sense.
Mm.
That's it. Know what I mean? Even if you got a tramp stamp, cool. I'm all right with that. Just let everything else be lit. You know what I mean? Like, I'm cool. I know what I'm dealing with when I say a tramp stamp. Like, all right. Target practice all day. You know what I mean? But other than that, it's like, I love them, kid. I love them. I'm tatted up.
You have no flaw with it.
No, I have no disagreements with it. Just
makes sense.
You can Not too much in the face, but if you got him in the face, it's
wanted
cool.
You to say
not too much in the face.
Not too much in the face.
And make it make sense in the face. That's I don't want right. to see a motherfucking ice cream ball on your face, nothing like that. Like, make it make sense. Ice cream ball. I'm good with that, though.
Yeah, for me, you know what I'm saying? I love him. I love him, too. Especially with me, because I'm an artist myself.
Nah, that's dope.
Named Ski My Stuff's XO. Yeah, shameless plug. Two eyes in the ski.
It's going to be in the top stage.
Just letting you know. But yeah, so I'm an artist. I love tats. It's artistic for me, especially on a woman's body,
mm-hmm.
especially the color, the way it's set up. You know what I'm saying? Just like you said, you gotta make sense though.
Yeah, you
can't be some wild willy nilly butcher. Somebody butchered you just experimenting in the backyard type bullshit. Yeah, I gotta make sense. They gotta look sexy.
I don't wanna see no knife through the heart.
Yeah, they gotta look sexy.
I don't wanna see no meth head looking shit on the chick that I'm dealing with. Like, it gotta be, okay, you went to this bar? You went to this tattoo artist? Cool, I know him. I've seen his work before. That was you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That was you on Instagram. All right, got one.
And you know what I'm saying? And I can't necessarily say I want him on the face. I'm not really a face tat person.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like your face should just be your personal,
right.
That's your person. I don't think you should put anything on your face, but that's just me. But anything else like the body, arms, back,
anywhere
legs.
Anywhere in the body's good.
You know, anywhere in the body is good for me. Like,
how I feel about tramp stamps.
Well, that don't bother me. That's
target practice.
Just target practice. Just, you know what I'm saying? Aim to shoot, you know.
Aim to shoot.
Bing, bing. You know what I'm saying? But yeah.
So I'll have to go with the mass majority here. It doesn't matter. I would prefer, honestly, the only thing I'm going to stand out is I don't want nothing on the face. I don't feel you can justify anything to me, the face one. If you do, you know, I would hear you out, but it got to be a good one. But anywhere else, I don't mind either.
Yeah, the only thing is, too, my fault to cut you off, brother, but the only thing is, too, sometimes they get the tattoos or the eyebrows or whatever case may be.
I don't like that.
Stop doing that, please, ladies. Stop doing that. Stop doing that.
Comedian said nobody's that surprised.
Yeah. That's a good one, Birch.
Stop doing that. That's a good one. Why? Why are we doing that?
They're running around looking like El Chapo's like some shit.
Oh, man. Looking like the tunnel from the freaking cartoon. That's crazy.
So, ladies, outside of that, you're safe. So, if you're sitting there with your homegirls or you're having a discussion, if you don't have a man or you've been single or whatever, you couldn't get your rocks off in a while, the tattoos are not the reason. You know what I mean? So you can X that off the why not.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Next thing is things to do to score on the first date. Now, this is for the fellas. Women don't need, y'all don't need our help with that. Y'all coordinating that shit. Y'all the coordinators. So we don't need to tell y'all that. Fellas, how can we help the younger generation coming up on a first date tip when they're trying to bang, bang, boogie?
All right, lead and be authentic. That's number one. Be authentically you. That's number one, right? So when I say that, I mean, do shit that gratifies you. Make the chick think that, not think, but see how your brain is, how your brain operates. You do the same shit that you did 4 or 5 times on another woman or whatever the case may be, but why not step your game up and elevate it and do something different? Like, you could take on a nice date where y'all go miniature golfing, or y'all go do something fun, or y'all go do something romantic. Whatever it is that you want to do, just make sure it's authentically you and it's
mm-hmm.
to the. Just try to be as dope as you could possibly be. Mm-hmm. That's my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can attest. You could also say for the first date, me personally, because I want to personally go for myself,
mm-hmm.
I like to give flowers on the first date
mm-hmm.
as a gentleman. Doesn't matter who it is, just period. First dates, you usually get flowers on the first date. Just
and
to
suppose
see.
You find out the tramp stamp later. Does she deserve the flowers?
Go.
I mean, hey, man, you know, it is what it is. But, you know, I still laid them out there, you know. But for me, you know, when it comes to first dates, because, you know, every lady is different.
Mm-hmm.
Different. They're all into different things. You know, I had certain situations where I took one lady out. She wanted to be into some fun stuff. So I said, you know what, let's go to the go-kart joint. You know, go to go-karts, get something to eat. Because, you know, your ladies love to freaking eat. No matter, lobster tails on deck. You know how y'all do. You know what I'm saying? Seafood boils on deck. You know it. But, yeah, and then I had another situation. Right. I had another situation where she wanted to be intimate setting. So I said, you know, I took her to a nice little steak spot right in the corner, a little hole in the corner type joint. you know what I'm saying, expensive as hell. The bill was like $500-$600, but you know what I'm saying? But it was well worth it, and I still end up scoring at the end of the night anyway. So, you know, it's all about the vibe with everybody, how the conversation was set up. You know what I'm saying? If you have a great conversation, communication was good, you wasn't all in your phone, looking on Facebook, and you're not even saying nothing to each other. And I hate that. Please stop doing that. Don't do that on the first date. Please, fellas, don't do that on the first date. Get off your phones. The phone is going to kill you. Phone is going to kill you. That attention span is the key.
Right.
Pay attention to the person that's in front of you. Right. Have a conversation. Communicate. Details. Talk. Talk about your past, your life, whatever. You know what I'm saying? At least speak and talk to the person that's in front of you.
Yeah.
You know?
That's going to dictate. But picking up on what he said, too, that's going to dictate your intentions.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and she's going to pick up on that shit in an instance. If you trying to kill, she's going to be like, oh, this nigga just trying to clap. Let me just run this fucking bill crazy up. Mm-hmm. I don't eat nothing. Take a whole bunch of shit to my homegirls. And know what I'm saying? Like, pay attention to your intentions. Know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Make sure whatever your intentions is, follow through with it. That's why I said, if you do something, be you, authentically you. Know what I mean? If you want to take Shorty out on a motherfucking helicopter ride, do that. If you want to take her on a bike ride around the city, do that. But if your intentions is just, you pay attention to your intentions, because she's going to pay attention to what you're doing.
Yep.
And remember, as a man, you always lead. Like Merch said, we were talking a little bit a while ago. I think, what did you say, Merch, when you said,
Man, I forgot the words.
Take the initiative.
The initiative.
That's what he said. He said, take the initiative. Plan this shit, bro.
Plan it out.
Know what I mean?
Plan it out.
Put some thought process into it. I said, yo, what's up, mama? You know, Squid Wars is on motherfucking Netflix. You want to come and watch that? Mm-hmm. You could do that maybe the fifth time you beat.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
A lady, a very mature woman, told me the first thing she looks for when she goes on a date is integrity.
Right.
Mm.
So that plays into what we're saying here as well.
Intentions.
So we did the clean version, the mature version. Like I said, do we have a raw cut one? Like for me, if I tell them, be yourself. Show what you want. Show your intentions.
If you want to just be nasty on the first date, just tell Shorty off the rip what you want to do.
Yeah. Tell him straight up.
I think you hot. I want to eat that thing.
Tell him straight up.
She's going to go, hey, okay, I'll be there. Or she's going to say, nah,
because now you save time.
But still, you let your intentions be known. This is what you want to do.
Right. I'm not really looking for a relationship. I just came out of something.
You ain't even probably got to go that far.
She just.
I'm not saying that's wrong, but I'm saying I'm more like what he said. Because the topic is things to do to score. Right. Because these youngsters nowadays, I don't want to blame all of them. Let's go from a window of 20 to 30.
Mm-hmm.
They're not taking any time, really. They all mostly want to score. So I'm trying to just give them that realness to not beat around the bush and not do all of these things when they know. Because we have a lot of hurt women because they got cheated as if they were going to be wifey, just to slay, and then boom, they're gone.
Right. Mm-hmm. So the thing about it is like I said, your intentions, right? Your intentions and your integrity, they go hand in hand. The other thing that goes along with it, too, is like, we're in a place where we're in an identity crisis. You know what I mean? Like, everybody want to be this or that. Or even
everybody looks the same.
You know what I'm saying?
Everybody looks the same.
What makes you stand out?
Right.
And that goes back to the fact of what you were saying when we were talking about, because we had talked about this conversation that came up a little while ago with us three. And that goes back to what you were saying about, like, how do you make the determination of how the level of what you want to do with a woman on that first date? It's your identity.
Your identity.
Your integrity.
All
of this shit goes into one bubble. So if you don't have that shit right, how you gonna do it? And it also goes back to what Merch said as well. What was the outward thing?
The initiative.
All of this shit goes together and makes one big ass good sweet potato pie. Mm-hmm. And if you could do that shit right, you could do anything you want to do with any woman that you want to do it with. You gotta hold yourself accountable first and just do the shit that you want to do. Yo, listen, this is what I want to do. I want to go out and drink fucking drinks on PS17, you want to come? Okay, I've never been there before. She might say that.
Mm-hmm.
Or she might say, you know what? I've been there a couple of times. I really don't want to go. I know I'm not taking you there. Let me see who else want to go.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. You do what you want to do. And if she want to come, she want to come. If she don't, she don't. Fuck it.
That's how I feel.
And then lastly, and lastly on this subject, on this date, now you're on the date, how are we moving? Are we being any touchy-feely? We wait to see her vibe first? Are you showing anything physically to show that you trying to slam?
Yeah.
Touchy-touchy.
Just like Merch said, have initiative. Mm-hmm. You being authentically you. If you want to touch her hand and hold her hand, might squeeze her ass here and there, do it.
And she lets you do it, then you already know what it is.
But you got to be, come on, you got to be smooth with it. Like, you got to catch. She going to throw you the rhythm like this, come on, nigga. She going to do some silly shit like, and if you're aware, if you're a nigga that got a brain,
that's why you can't be on the phone.
Oh, okay.
You can't be on the phone.
Game time.
That's why you can't be on the phone.
You got to pay attention to the details. Mm-hmm. It's like having a big ass painting in front of you where you're like, okay, I see why you did that. Okay, mm-hmm. I see why you did that. You know what I mean? You got to be, this is a thinking man's game. And these chicks, they live up here.
Yeah.
And then I have 50 niggas that move dusty. So he's like, all right, let me throw this nigga this one real quick and see if he's gonna bite. And when you don't bite, that shit might turn on.
Yeah.
But you gotta be authentic for that.
Yeah. You gotta be the standout different. Just what was different but you?
Yeah.
Or be you all the way.
All the way. Not Johnny be good. Not what Junior Brown told you in the fucking bar because he's 50 and he told you about some shit that he was doing in the 80s. Yeah. Not that nigga.
Nah, right.
Be you, my nigga.
Be you.
Don't be an actor. Because
if you're dealing with real, like, real older men, they always told me that shit like, yo, you ain't got to do this, you ain't got to do that. Mm-hmm. Just be you. It's just like when you never bagged a chick that she was dealing with a guy that had all the money in the world, and he just came in and, you know what I mean? Quietly smooth. Don't worry about that. Let me take this off your hands for a little bit, Pop.
Mm-hmm. That's wild.
How you did that?
Authentically you.
Authentically you.
And it was something different.
Just gave her, she know that she already did. Let me get $2,500. Cool, here you go. All I gotta do is just do this and he goes, you know what I mean? But she looking for an adventure. She looking for something different.
Leave a memory.
You gotta remember that this game with men and women is about enticement. She gonna wear some strapless shit, whatever the case may be, to entice you to see how you react like this. Damn, she got a fat old ass. Now, you might not look at her and say that, but the minute she turn around, you might be like, God, oh my God, I'm gonna kill this shit when I get this opportunity. But you can't show her that.
Can't show her that. It's chess, not checkers.
Exactly. Because she goes, oh, wait. You might show her that. Like, good God almighty. I know you wore that for me. You wore that person out.
Yeah. Your girl told you to wear that? Or you wore that?
Talking about a spaghetti strap.
Yeah. It's crazy. Fire. So that's what we got for you on that, all right? Now, you stay there. Don't go nowhere. Part 2 right now.